Karma's method of stopping thinking is to stop the thinking for all times and abide in being rather than thinking. Just consider this question. Who is it and what is it? Who and what is it that sees the eye that thinks it's doing all the knowing? All the thinking and all the knowing. Who or what? So there's something else prior to the bottom line. And we withdraw our attention into this something else, this awareness that abides prior to the mind, prior to the body, and stay with this process of giving attention only to the awareness that is prior to thought. We can be free of thought. But now we must maintain this process with consistency. And as we trace the sense of I, which is the mind, the sense of I, everyone knows that he or she exists. You cannot deny that. But the question is, what is this existence that exists? Who or what exists? The answer to that question is me. I exist. Now, trace the sense of I inward and see if you can find the location in the body anywhere where this sense of I actually exists. Not to say that you don't exist, but the sense of I doesn't. Simply because the sense of I is only a thought. It's not an actuality. This means this self that we take ourselves to be, the sense of I, is not the self that we actually are. This means that we also must practice this process, use this process constantly and consistently to transcend this identification with the body mind and the sense of I and remain in the pure awareness of being that is prior to the sense of I and which is always already free. That's where true existence is in this pure consciousness of I am prior to the sense of I. Now, Bhagavan does say, if you stay with the sense of I to the exclusion of all other thoughts, not I am this or not I am that, but just I, nothing but I, and follow this sense of I exclusively, you will inclusively arrive in the pure being of the self. And that inclusively is inclusive of everything. The world of persons, places, things, events, and situations, including the people, is just like a dream. I'm sure most of us here do dream. In the dream, while the dream is occurring, you are a character in your own dream. You're there present in your own dream, having thoughts, emotions, likes, dislikes, fears, desires, and so forth. And while that dream is going on, the world has the appearance of having solid, objective reality, completely independent of you. It's just going on. Cars are cars, buildings are buildings, people are people, trees are trees, stars are stars, clouds are clouds, rocks are rocks. All of that is going on independent of you, the dreamer. Is it not?
Yes.
While the dream is occurring. But when we awaken from the dream, a radical insight occurs that rather than you being there as a character in your dream, the dream was actually occurring in you, the being in which the dream was occurring. Now, very seldom does the ordinary person ever take a look at this. Probably you haven't taken a look at it until you heard about it at one time or another. Maybe you haven't looked at it before this. I have no way of knowing. But the dream is going on in your consciousness. In other words, it's going on in you. You are the dreamer. Well, what do you think about this dream? You see, this doesn't seem to be a dream. This doesn't appear to be a dream. This appears to have a world here of solid objective reality that you can knock on a wall or a hard surface and you feel the solidity of this hard surface. You can look up in the sky and see clouds that are puffy and passing by. But you see, it's not any different than a dream. In a dream, you can beat on the wall or pound on the wall and it seems to be solid. You can look up in the sky and see clouds. It's no different at all. So what makes this dream different? The answer? Nothing. When we awaken to the very self that we actually are, this dream is no different. Yes? My leg seems to hurt. It seems to be double its size. But that's still in the dream, and I realize it to be the dream. The pain of it is in the dream, just like the pain that you have when you're dreaming. But there's a big difference here. We're talking about two different states, the waking state and the dream state, that are not any different. But we have a third state that's very important. For some of us, it's more important than the other two. And that's the sleep state, the state of dreamless sleep. Now, isn't it interesting that in the state of dreamless sleep, we have no body? The body does not exist. Now, there are those who argue with this. Oh, yes, the body still exists. It's just that I'm not aware of it because I'm asleep. Well, you see, as far as existence is concerned, pure existence itself is concerned, we do not cease existing in dreamless sleep. But the body ceases existing in dreamless sleep. Again? Yeah, I don't think so. I think my body still exists in dreamless sleep. Well, what is your proof that your body is existing?